it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What's up, Rotatoes? I'm back again to tell you that it is Friday, so I hope you're staying safe, I hope you're staying well, and I hope you're staying hydrated. I thought that I would jump on and tell you that it is not too late. It is not too late to claim 50% off your first month over on the Patreon, so if you want to check out the rest of this arc, plus arc 14, plus the first arc, of the new campaign, then you can go ahead and do that right now for as little as $2.50. That's right, $2.50 if you use the code AXIS50 over on our Patreon. And if you want to get into it with a friend, you can also gift them a membership if you like. It's really, really great over there. You get things like ad-free episodes, you get Arc Box where we discuss stuff. If you go onto the upper tier, which you can also get 50% off of, which means that's just $5 a month, you also get bonus episodes, bonus content. We do lots of silly little shows, and we're also going to be starting a new series, which is called What If. It might even already be out by now, where we are going to take moments from Amalar or Axis's past, and we're going to see what happens if we change or tweak those events a little bit. They're going to be really, really fun one-on-one D&D sessions, which probably be a little fast and loose with the rules, and I'm really, really excited to dive into those. So if you want that and much more, including voting power, etc., then you can join the Rotating Heroes Patreon for as little as $2.50 a month, or £2.50, or like another currency conversion, which you're probably doing in your head right now and I can't do it. But thank you so much for being here and listening to this. We love and appreciate you, and I hope that you have a great time. Let's get back into this arc. Take it away, past me.
Okay.
I'm gonna make you all have another card, and then you'll all be
no,
dead.
No, we're big, we're good.
I'll gladly take it.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say, that's not really a...
I love seeing what happens.
Yeah. I love seeing what happens.
I love to what see happens. What happens.
I love to say what happens.
Oh, that's good.
I hate this.
I was about to say, you love
get
it,
get in my belly.
He's a real person.
I hope
he's
you're a happy, real person. Because I'm telling mom.
From across the pond.
It's bigger than a pond.
I hate this.
Sorry, Jasper.
What the fuck is this?
Never again.
What is this? What?
It's either Accents or Cocoa Corner.
Yeah.
It's
kind of... Take your pick.
You have two options of what Take sucks for you. Is it either listening to...
Not everything is as it seems. Okay. So if you pick Cocoa Corner, you might get Accents. And if you put Accents...
Hanging out in Cocoa Corner.
Hanging out...
It's like a pub song now.
Yeah.
Hanging out
in Cocoa Corner.
What's that one?
In Cocoa Corner.
Accent wise.
Hanging out obviously.
In Cocoa Corner.
Oh, yeah, this is recording. Good,
that,
good, good.
That,
no,
that
no,
accent,
no.
Yes.
That accent is just mean.
Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes podcast, everybody. My name is Jasper.
Leave it all in, Jasper.
That whole thing.
And I am your GM. I'm joined today by the person on my right. Hi, Ari Keefe. How you doing?
I'm doing so good.
Ready for the finale?
Yes, we've been recording all day for 2 days, and it's been heaven to me. And I'm quite frankly devastated that this is our last episode.
Well, dang it. It is. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. Thanks for the emotional support.
Well, the reality is that's nothing. There's nothing we can do.
Nothing else. We don't make the
rules.
Yeah,
totally. And to my right is John Mackey. John, how are you doing?
No, I'm so excited. I've been thinking about what happened in the last episode for all the time we have had
between them.
Yeah, and it
the space between.
I'm so excited to see how things resolve. The space between our wicked lives. Sorry.
Wow.
And opposite John is
Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
Crash into me. What is happening to us?
This bodes so well for you guys in this massive final fight that's about to happen.
I guess I should say I'm not Dave Matthews.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you're not.
Not with that attitude.
No, I want. You know, you're right. I could one day, if I work hard enough, I can be Dave Matthews. I'm actually, unfortunately, right now, Zachary Ama, and I'm here to offer the cold comfort that this is the last episode of this arc. I'm sorry, unless for some reason it's not, but I think it is. I only have as much power as I have as a player.
Jasper, ready? Ready, everyone? Right.
I'm so excited. I'm a new guy now.
You are a new guy.
I'm a
now.
Brand new man.
You're a brand new man. And if everyone is feeling settled,
let's do
comfortable,
it.
I think we should begin.
Let's go.
Find out who will sit on the throne.
Fuck, not Curb.
Tell Cersei it was me. I want her to know it was me.
Oh my God.
So,
for the listeners, we're listening very loud Game of Thrones.
To get in the moon.
As you watch these doors appear in the air and a whole multitude of creatures stepping through, I think this is when you truly understand the gravity of the situation. You don't even think that you've seen half of the creatures that are coming through. For this is one of the most coveted prizes in Amalur, to control one of the greatest armies ever assembled. You now found yourself at the precipice of the throne, and all you need to do is sit on that throne and you will wield one of the greatest weapons ever made. However, it is in this moment that...
I don't know if I like that face.
Yeah.
Counterspell.
Wouldn't do much.
I don't have it either.
As Duta, you feel a piercing sensation run straight through your back as you look down and see a rapier sticking through your stomach as you take 33 points of damage.
Well, just like a minute into the episode, what the heck are you doing?
What the hell
as you are
this?
Stabbed, whispering in your ear, terrible breath. You just hear a, how does it feel? As this insectoid version of Strundleteet has run you through.
Oh no!
Duder!
Oh, what the hell, man?
And I need everyone to roll initiative.
Oh, before we even fight.
I'm at 40 HP.
No!
9.
8.
All right. So here's two things.
Yeah?
I rolled a 2. And at the end of the last episode, I said I summoned a celestial.
Was it a 1?
No, I rolled. I have 0 dice.
Oh, you okay.
So I rolled a 2. It is a 2.
You rolled a 2. It is a 2.
In the last episode, I said I summoned a celestial. Would you have let me get that through before the initiative?
Roll me a persuasion check. This is just
from Duder or me?
This is just from you. You, Zach, to me, Jasper.
Okay. On the die is 17. Persuasion, minus
this is
2.
Just your persuasion.
15.
What do you think you, Zakayama, have to charisma and persuasion?
Fucking plus 25.
Isn't that, like, honestly, like, what is that, a plus 30 something, 40 for something? Yeah, that probably
plus
works.
25.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that. Okay. what do you get, Duda?
8.
8.
Oh, wait, no, 9. My initiative went up.
Huge difference. Yeah. Huge difference. You're absolutely right. And Vanna.
I got a 9.
9?
Mm-hmm.
Did you add your dex?
Yeah.
Roll off.
I'm pretty sure you have a higher dex. Your dex is pretty high now.
Yeah, my dex is 17.
17?
Plus 3, yeah.
Do you have a plus 3, Vanna? Or plus?
Plus 0.
Ah, okay. So, as this has run you through, Duta, you feel a, you see this insectoid version of Strundleteet stood behind you. Behind him, almost as if puppeting, you see this 12-foot-tall lady.
I fucking knew it. I fucking
smiles
knew it.
At you. And she is going to... Ooh, that's kind of bad.
She's going to kill me.
I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw, please.
Jasper. 15.
15 is not going to cut it.
Fucking hell.
You sees one of these long hands reaches out towards you.
It would have been so much easier to just sit.
You see she digs her fingers into your head, like your forehead, and like pinches and starts to peel like strips
what
of skin
are you talking about?
Off of your face. You take 14 points of damage.
Not that bad.
Your maximum hit points is also reduced by 14.
But what do you mean, though, Jasper?
You have disadvantage on all charisma checks, and if you hit 0 hit points, you do not get death saves for the next hour.
Wait, what?
So if you hit 0 hit points, you just straight up die.
Okay, we have believed.
I'm gonna die!
That's her turn. It's at this point that we see the insectoid Strudelteet begins transforming even further and is going to take two attacks, wielding a battle axe. It's going to take two attacks on you.
On me?
On you. It rolled a one piss.
It's taking physical attacks on me?
Physical attacks against you, and does a 19 hit you?
That is my armor class.
It brings up this gigantic axe. One of them, it sticks into the ground. As it brings it back up, however, it just catches you in the chin.
You can never hit. I'm going to use my reaction to use Wrath of the Storm. Make him take a DC 16 dex save.
Dex save. Fails.
So that's 2d8 damage.
Cool. You can lightning. Double this damage because it rolled a 1 and receives double damage because of the...
I rolled a 6 and an 8. And then if I double it, should I just roll 2 more? Or
just double it.
So that is a 6 and 28.
28 damage. Jesus.
Kerp's eyes crackle like the app.
Like the app?
No, it don't. They crackle like lightning.
There we go. Absolutely incredible. That is...
Sorry, how much damage did I take from that?
Oh, wait. No, sorry. I didn't roll damage. Thank you for reminding me. Just the one hit. It is 10 points of slashing damage. As, yeah, he sticks it into the ground, crashes in, and then he pulls it back up, and it catches you in the chin, cuts your chin open, bleeding.
Am I bleeding?
Yes. You hear a voice from above, so...
God, is that you?
Duda.
Fuck. All right, who what am I seeing?
So you're seeing there's a whole
I was fixing my damage, and I can't figure out what it is.
There's a whole bunch of creatures that are, like, converging on the tower. Then you have...
Who, they're interested in getting the throne
they're
as well.
They're all gunning for the throne.
Right.
And basically, the first person to sit on that throne...
It's it.
That's it. The insectoid Strudelteet is still kind of behind you, has just stuck you through with a rapier, and then took out a great axe and has attacked Kerp.
Okay.
And then the Gurnacht is in front of you and has just peeled some of your skin off your face.
Okay. I'm going to... Let me see. I'm going to try to cast...
I'm so weak still.
You know, I know. I'm going to try to cast... Would you classify this as a monster?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try to cast. I'm gonna try to cast Hold Monster on the scary lady.
Hell yeah!
It's a 17 Wisdom save.
Oof! Let's see what's wisdom like. Wow. Okay, that's better than I thought it was gonna be.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no! But that's a 3 plus 5 for an 8.
I got her! I got her!
No, this isn't possible. Where are you getting this power from? You're just pissing me off.
Bonus actions? Movement?
Strudelteet's pretty much like right up on me, right?
Yeah.
I guess, but I would like to get away from him. I'm assuming it'll be an opportunity attack.
Yeah, certainly will be.
Yeah. I think I should probably get away from him, though.
You can wait.
The throne is 90 feet away from you, by the way.
90 feet?
90 feet.
And Are the other creatures, how far away are they?
They're all like outside the room still. So they're quite
far. So we're closer to
You're definitely the closest of all the creatures. Perfect. Well, technically the Gunnacht is the closest, but you also get the impression that Gunnacht, for whatever reason, can't sit in the chair. Because otherwise she would have just done it by now.
Got it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Okay. Then I'm going to try to get away from Strudelteet and run towards the...
He's going to take an attack of opportunity.
You could wait for him.
Oh! Strudelteet is a champion fighter.
Fuck,
he crits on a 19.
No!
Oh, no.
I'm dead. I'm literally going to just die right now.
How many hit points do you have?
26.
I think... You might be okay.
I should have just waited for help.
The panic fills your eyes.
As you run. 9, 11, 22.
How much health do you
have? I have 4 HP.
Whoa! But I'm presumably 25 feet away from...
How far did you run?
With my speeds?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, I can run. I can double that.
Wait.
You can't dash as a bonus action, I'm afraid. So you already attacked. Oh, it'll cost
a spell.
You
can run 25.
You can run 25, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're 55 feet away from the... 55 feet? Is that right? 65 feet.
Yeah. Would you say I'm the closest to the throne at this point?
You are the closest to the throne at this point.
I'm in bad shape. And I am like kind of like looking back, looking at everybody, and like I'm obviously like... I don't know if I even want to like run to the throne or if I want to like turn and start flinging... blast. Sure. So I'm visibly conflicted.
Okay. Well,
I'm gonna use the rest of my turn to be visibly conflicted.
Vanna, you see your friend who is visibly conflicted,
and I too am visibly conflicted because I don't know if I should be on defense.
Say what that is. podcast.
Yeah.
Listen to the sound of my head turning.
Yeah, guys, can you hear that? Sense what he's doing.
Kind of looking back and forth really fast. You can hear my neck whipping.
Vanna is similarly conflicted. I'm thinking about casting Wall of Fire in front of the door to prevent all of these.
I will say there's a lot of windows.
Okay.
And some of the things that are coming are flying.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to turn to a dragon.
You turn to a dragon?
I think it's fucking time.
I don't know.
Okay.
You think I should save it?
Okay. So.
I don't know.
As you. At the top of this tower.
Yeah. I think you guys shouldn't do anything, actually.
See, as Vanna, like, lurches forward, mm-hmm. as her hands touch the ground, you see these cracks start to appear on the ground as these gigantic draconic claws grow, digging into the ground as Vanna begins to transform. This room... That's the noise you make.
It hurts.
Oh no, she's really hurt.
I can't breathe.
You see as this room begins to struggle with the weight of this enormous dragon that now stands.
Can I take off lion?
You are in an enclosed room, but you can absolutely, if you want to roll me a strength check, just try and bust through the ceiling.
Well, I don't want to...
How tall is the ceiling?
Yeah, I feel like... It's not a tall ceiling.
No. How big is a dragon?
A dragon is huge, which I believe...
So this room is, like, long, but not tall?
It's circular.
Okay.
Let me... hold on, here we go.
And it's a big room, though, because if they're 90 feet away...
It's like a rotunda.
Thanks.
How that affects the size in my brain, knowing that it's a rotunda.
In my
head...
Well,
it's a tower, like a circular, like...
I see.
A circular tower.
So there, but I was picturing there being some ceiling height. Hmm? It's low ceilings in this room? Huge circular room with low ceilings?
I wouldn't say low, but I'm just saying you're...
But you're gigantic.
You're like 20 foot tall.
Thank you.
You're 20 foot tall, the ceiling's probably like 30. So you're talking about like the ceiling being 10 foot away from you. For everyone else, that's pretty tall.
Okay. And there's no way I can sort of just like torpedo fly to the throne.
To the throne?
Yeah.
Definitely try.
I'm going to do that.
No. Okay.
Just end it. Why fight when you can just...
If you make your dexterity saving throw.
All right, wait. So it's plus 0?
With your dragon stats.
Plus 5.
You get a plus 5 to dexterity saving throws.
Come on. Oh,
no. 11.
11?
Damn it.
As you...
Wish I'd gotten a natural 20.
As you dash...
That would have been so good.
As you dash... towards the throne. You hear an almighty roar as you first probably sense the presence of another dragon. As you look,
was the prophecy not even about me?
You're flying towards this throne. You look to the side as a bolt of blue lightning comes out of the mouth of a blue dragon.
Who?
And tackles you through and out the other side of the tower.
Dragon fight.
Dragon fight. I need you to roll me a
dragon fight.
Dexterity saving throw as it's using its lightning breath on you.
Kerb slowly looks up and goes, dragon fight.
14 plus 5.
14 plus 5, 19. Yeah. That is a fail. However, you have resistance to lightning damage because of what you got. Oh, no, it's thunder damage.
Oh, no.
What?
Wait.
Oh, my God. Guys, this is really strong. Okay, so just to clarify, you have two...
Or something else?
You have 243 hit points.
Okay.
You take 77 points of damage.
Holy
as
shit.
A bolt of lightning crashes into your side.
this, I can't breathe.
This dragon wraps its huge claws around you. I'm going to keep going. I must.
Power through, Jasper.
Tackles you out the side of the tower. You are now rolling... The dragon's like, what are you doing? You disgrace us with this noise.
Oh, no, she's really hurt.
You must stop. tackles you outside. The two dragons, you now see them like falling, kind of grappling and clawing at each other down towards the lake. You've been tackled out. The building has shaken and parts of it are beginning to crumble and fall away.
Oh, God. Kerp?
Who the fuck is this dragon?
Who knows?
Do I have to... wait for my next turn to roll a history check?
On just this dragon?
Yeah, I just want to know if I know
if you
him.
Recognize him, yeah. I'll let you roll a history check. I mean, actually, hold on a second. This, you saw its face for like 0.3 seconds, then a lightning bolt hit you, then it tackled you. So yeah, probably make you wait purely on the basis that like, haven't really seen it yet. You just kind of, you don't really know 100% what's going on.
Got it.
You're still like, ow.
All right, Kerb.
I'm going to definitely lose my voice from that, my God.
Kerb's up. You, correct me if I'm wrong, let me cast Summon Celestial last round.
I did.
Correct.
Because I'm a gracious and wonderful deer.
Hopping upon the back of my Celestial, the seagull.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
It's ripped. It's tanned.
We know.
Yeah, yeah.
I hop up on the back and fly past Duder, fly speed of 40.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Reach out my hand to try to grab Duder and pick him up.
Incredible.
Okay. I'll let you choose. Okay. It'll either be a dex save from Duder or a strength save from you.
My dex is pretty good. Not
yeah?
Good.
Yeah, go for it then. You make a dex save.
You make a dex save? Yeah.
So the hand is out. This is kind of more about you being able to like jump up and grab hold of it.
I can use my turn to give you guidance. I'll use my action. Can I give my
action? Yeah.
Okay.
So you can add a
D4. So D4 to that will be, let me see, 4. So plus 3, 4, 7, 18.
18. That's enough.
Ah.
Grab Duder.
My boy!
Grab Duder. You fly 40 feet in the direction of the throne.
As we're flying forward, the Celestial is going to use its mace to smack the Strundleteeth.
Okay. Go ahead and smack.
And I'll
roll
read
an attack.
Some language on that. It's a 1d10 plus 3 plus the spell level's radiant damage on a creature we are hitting. So I will roll this attack. God, I just want to double check. What's the hit?
The to hit bonus?
Oh, it's my spell attack modifier.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Which just be at the top of
plus
your...
Eight.
Yeah,
okay,
plus
so
eight.
Okay, so I have a plus 8 to this. 19 on the die plus that.
Yep. 27 will hit.
And I get two attacks.
Wow. Okay, roll both and then we can do damage afterwards.
The second one is 17.
To hit?
Yes.
That misses, unfortunately.
Okay, so the first one hits. It's a, let's see how much. So I'll do 1d10. Is this a 10 or a 1?
That's a 1.
Okay, so that only hits for 4 plus the spell level's radiant damage. So
5?
Five radiant
so,
on top of that.
So 9 damage total?
9 damage total. And then, it gives, choose a creature I can see with that I can give 1d10 health too, so I'm going to give Mackie 7 nice. Temporary hit points.
Nice.
We're going to fly forward 40 feet.
Okay. Absolutely incredible.
That was a lot more helpful than what I did.
You're lucky. You're lucky you're so hurt because I was going to trip you.
Imagine now you trip him. Okay. I need a D100 roll from each of you, please.
D100. Okay.
98 for me.
It's pretty high.
Is that good?
How do I roll?
We'll find out, won't we?
24 for me.
Here, you can use these.
Okay, I'll just grab...
95.
Nice. I got good ones.
90 what?
95.
95 and 98.
I got a 24.
Classic.
Was it 24?
Yes. Flying astride the back of my celestial. That's got to count for something. Please, God.
Huh, okay. You, Kerp, your skin turns bright blue.
Uh-oh.
As whatever this magic is that is turning you bright blue seems to rub off a little bit on the Celestial and on Duta. And Duta and the Celestial now have advantage on saving throws until the end of your next
nice.
Turn.
Do I?
That's good.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
You got a 94.
94? No, 5. 5. 95.
No fucking way. This is crazy.
You're dead.
Your size goes up to the next category for the next minute, which means you now become a gargantuan dragon.
Yes!
Yes! Fucking go!
Oh my god! Of like all the things you could have got, that is absolutely fucking crazy.
Yes,
you just swat everything down.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So we're now going to say you are like 40 foot tall. You are like double the size
Let's
of this
go.
Other dragon.
This dumb dragon's going to regret
it's
what
like,
he did.
It's like...
Start screaming.
Yeah. You suddenly go from like, ow, ow, ow. It's like, oh, oh, oh. Just emanating across the battlefield. Holy shit.
That's awesome.
That is incredible.
That rocks. I love it.
We're all huge now.
I'll say that, like, just to make it nice and easy, if you do any melee attacks in dragon form now, it'll crit on an 18, 19, or 20.
Okay.
That'll be, like, the effects of you being this big.
Fantastic. Hell yeah.
Oh, my word. And what did you get? You got 90...
98. Please, you get a million hit points.
Yeah.
I get a million hit points.
You get to live forever.
What?
If you are already blue.
How did you... You all ended up with... This genuinely is all of your good luck coming back.
Oh,
honestly.
Hell yeah.
This is insane. Look as this shaft of like magical light comes down from the air and shines, and both of you regain any expended spell slots.
Oh, hell yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
No, this is good for us, Jasper.
So many cool things.
I wish I literally could heal myself at all.
Hanging out in Coco.
Translation.
Real good
everybody
luck
in Coco Corner.
Says this gigantic silver dragon. Absolutely unbelievable.
Well, this is very exciting for a finale episode. My goodness.
Okay, so... However,
now we're all dead.
We're not gonna have it. You're not gonna have it all your own way, okay, gang? Okay, gang. It is by the dragon, like through that whole like side. Sorry, the top of the round. Hold on. Need to roll for the tower. So essentially, what happens is all of these like magical effects that seem to be going off seem to be like originating from the tower itself. It's almost like as the tower is taking damage, it's trying to like fight back and protect itself. So it's kind of setting off these like flares of magic. And I think outside you can see like someone, like something gets turned into like a potted plant and like other things, like there's other like random like magical effects happening. Some things turn invisible. Some things like split in two and they start fighting each other. Things like that, like all happening like all over the place. And it seems
the
to be emanating from the tower.
Way.
The tower itself, however, does begin to crack and crumble. The section that you are on, like the middle section, breaks and begins to slide. I need a dexterity saving throw.
But we're flying on this celestial.
Yeah, because of this root, like the ceiling is like coming with it. You can just do one dex save for now for the celestial.
Oh, yeah.
If it fails, then I'll make you guys roll. But at the moment, okay. It's just the celestial.
Celestial has a
it
plus
has advantage
to dex.
Also because the right.
Yes, saving throw. Because of the
blue.
Because of the blue.
17.
17 is not enough, I'm afraid. So, I need dex saving throw for you two.
And I have advantage because of...
And you have advantage because of that. And if not, you're going to take some.
I do not.
You do not, no.
Fuck.
Oh! 19 for Curb.
19 for Curb? What the fuck is that?
Can I cash in the inspiration that I had from...
Absolutely, yeah. You've had this for ages.
Yeah, because I did not roll well. and if I use inspiration, I still get to roll twice advantage again? Or
no, you just roll one more die. Sorry, yeah.
Wait, inspiration's a die that you
what
add
happened?
To your roll, right? Or no?
No, it's just like another d20. You get to re-roll
what
it.
What happened?
I rolled a 5 that time, which is much worse than I had before.
What did you have before?
At 16.
16 total? Yeah. Not enough. You take...
Inspiration is fucking...
Did 19 pass?
Yes.
Okay.
So you managed to, like... I think on the back of the Celestial takes this damage, so does Duta, but you're like on the other side. The Celestial takes the brunt of the hit for you, along with Duta. Duta, you take 14 points of bludgeoning damage.
That puts me at -3 HP, and okay. I am fucking dead.
And because of the curse that was bestowed upon you by the Gunact, you drop to 0 hit points. You watch as a little leaf.
Oh! I forgot about my leaf. Holy shit! I forgot about my leaf. We got a leaf, baby!
Woo. Thank God.
That's your last leaf.
Oh, my
Crumbles.
God. Holy shit.
You have a bigger problem, however, Duda.
Of
course. If you failed and you dropped unconscious, you are no longer holding onto Curb, and you begin to plummet out of the tower down towards the water. You are still on the back of this thing. You are falling.
Do I now have full HP?
You have full HP,
even,
nothing else.
And even the modifier from the hit that I
yes,
got.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Stop.
So that's okay. Back. That's great. That's normal now. And Kerb, on your turn. That's not on your turn, sorry. This is just...
also happening.
This is just also happening, yep. Absolutely. See as... Oh no! Can I even? No, I'm not gonna do that.
I forgot about your leap.
You can do whatever.
Well, it critted.
On what?
On a really bad spell.
Okay, whatever.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
It's your call. Jessica.
I have a leaf.
You have a leaf. Okay,
if
yeah.
You
fuck it.
Just be mean.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay.
I got a leaf.
So
it's fine.
Regular damage. Would be 43.
Oh my god.
So it's double 43?
They rolled slightly lower the second time. Only slightly though. 79 points of lightning damage.
Down.
As this...
Whip.
Down.
Down. As this, you see, flying, it's seemingly behind this blue dragon. If there's a sliding scale between like humanoid to the dragonborn to full dragon, these are like somewhere in between dragonborn and full dragon. These like winged... Very mean looking, 12, like sort of, you know, 10 foot maybe tall looking sort of draconic mages flying after that dragon. And they see you kind of going towards the throne and let out this strike of lightning, which downs you. And does your celestial disappear? Is it concentration?
It is concentration.
Concentration. So the celestial drops, which means you are now dropping.
I just want to double check that I don't have any resistances. I don't think I do. Yeah, I don't have any. Okay. Yeah, the celestial disappears. And I'm falling.
Okay. It is now time for the second. You're back up, right? These two creatures, one of them hasn't gone, but it doesn't view you as a threat as you're like plummeting down out of the tower. It goes... They both go and fly in and sort of stand either side of the throne, but they do not sit on the throne.
Okay. Is it my turn?
Is your turn.
Oh, it's my turn. I'm falling down.
Mm-hmm.
I use my elemental gift to make myself able to fly because I got my little genie man in my pocket.
Congratulations!
What do you think it looks like as you fly for the first time?
So bad.
Like the first Iron
Man? I don't
Man,
even think...
I was like, ugh!
And I think it's like, I don't even know I can do it. I'm just like falling and I'm like, fuck! I wish I could fucking fly! And then... all of a sudden, I just kind of like stop in the air, like it's almost like there was like my little like the tether before was like on me, and I'm like, holy shit! And then I like start to get my bearings, and I realize like I'm in the middle of the air now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Peter Pan gone wrong.
Yes. I absolutely love the idea that every time it does a new magic. From now on, he goes, oh, man, I wish I could do this. And then he's just able to do it.
That's my favorite moment in internet history is when they pull the wrong string and Wendy goes flying. And she goes, oh, my God. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's the best. Oh, my God.
And Kerp's still falling?
Yes.
I try to grab him.
Dex saving throw to try and catch Kerp. And I'll say this is a bonus action.
21.
21, you catch Kerp.
Great.
Full, boom.
Wow. All right.
Kerp's shell is looking busted.
Yeah.
That crack looks like it's deepened substantially.
And so then how far do you think I've moved to catch him?
We'll say that you are now, I think you fall at a rate of like 60 feet per turn, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll say that you're both 60 feet away from the throne room, like where you were previously.
Okay, so I just try to take off.
Boot back up
to the throne room.
If you want to use your action to get back up, I'll say that you can basically dash. You can get a full, what's your flight speed? 30 feet?
30 feet when I cast.
So you get back up to the throne room.
Great.
And you see these two mean looking draconic dudes there staring at you. Vanna, you are tussling through the air with this other dragon.
Mm-hmm.
You now have nearly doubled in size. You basically have this thing in your claws. Like, what do you want to do?
I want to break its neck.
You want to break its neck?
I want to snap its neck.
Joyously say.
Yeah.
Absolutely unbelievably incredible. Okay, here's what I will say. Is you have, as a dun, 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 you get three attacks. You're going to roll with advantage. If you can crit once, you'll break its neck.
Okay.
If not, you'll just do a truly enormous amount of damage. And so, remember, you crit on an 18, 19, or a 20.
Okay.
So you got to roll with advantage, three attacks.
Three. I want a different set. I want this. Three again.
Three again?
Oh.
Wild.
18,
that's a crit.
Hell yeah.
Vanna, please tell me how you break the neck of this dragon.
Vanna in the water sees her reflection go from like being her normal size to double in size. And she kind of makes like this eye contact with herself, like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, in her reflection. And then she looks back at the dragon and they make like awkward eye contact.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And then she snaps his neck.
No, not John Wick.
The dragon had hands.
Catch these hands. You watch as this dragon falls limply to the ground. And I think there is a moment for Vanna where you feel just a tiny tinge of sadness seeing a fellow dragon just so swiftly murdered. But then you're super over it. And
did I do that? did she? Can I? They? What? What situation are you guys in? Are you?
We're back.
You see them? They are like facing off against these two sort of dragon adjacent creatures
that are on either side of the throne.
Either side of the throne. Yeah.
Can I go back up there?
Do you want to fly back up there?
I want to fly back up.
Let me see what your fly speed is. You have an 80-foot fly speed, so yes, you can get back to the throne room.
Great. I want to fly back.
Mm-hmm. As you fly back, the red creature here is going to use its held action to make you make a wisdom saving throw.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Four.
Four?
Plus, wait, do I have plus anything?
I don't. It's not going to be enough.
Okay.
You're right. As it uses its power called Power of the Dragon Queen... This it targets one dragon it can see within 120 feet.
That, of course, is you.
Which is you. And on a failed save, the target is charmed by this.
Fuck.
And while charmed in this way, you treat this other creature as a trusted friend and ally that needs to be protected.
Oh, no.
You now see your two friends, and it's engaged with... these two smelly little idiots.
Silly little dumbasses.
Silly
if you
little
will.
Dumbasses.
And smelly little idiots. Yeah. I think that's okay.
Yeah, both. They can be both.
They can be both.
We contain multitudes.
Smelly little dumbasses.
I have a question about, like, So the world, obviously, that we're in has some sort of, like, physics that keep us tied together with that.
No longer.
No longer.
Because you made it to the throne room.
So all of the things that were physically connecting
stopping,
us before are done.
The promise you made was about getting to the throne room.
I'm going to stop looking over at John. I got attacked.
And you now see these two little dumbasses fighting your two friends.
Yeah,
your two allies.
I'm going to destroy them.
But isn't your turnover?
Yeah, isn't my turnover?
Isn't your turnover? You only made one attack. Two attacks.
How many more do I get?
Oh my god. You're
at least one. And you didn't even use your breath.
Yeah, maybe it's time to... Maybe you could do the fire.
You have acid breath, as they've already experienced.
Right.
Maybe and you have one, or you can use one more attack. You can bite, claw, or tail.
Or I could vomit acid on them.
Or you could vomit acid on them.
Or you could vomit acid on us, yeah.
I suppose you always could vomit acid on us.
I'm gonna vomit acid.
Of course you are. I knew it all
no,
along.
No, 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 you
I
know.
I knew it all along. Okay.
And is there no, like, conflicting feelings in her while she's charmed?
Do you know what I'm gonna say, honestly?
Yep.
I'm gonna say this is completely up to you, Aaron.
I think there's probably something deep in her subconscious that is trying to fight it.
Go ahead and roll me a wisdom saving throw. But here's the thing. I'll let you choose whether if you succeed, you don't attack your friends, or whether if you fail, you don't. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, which one is the more dominant side here? Up to you.
Ooh, this is fun. That's fun. And can I tell her how I see, when I see her coming at me, what she sees?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that will help me make
yeah,
my
yeah,
choice.
Yeah, yeah, fun.
I think me and Kirk probably hear her flapping in, and we're like, oh, our friend. And we turn around and we look, and we see her looking at us. Mm-hmm. And, like, I, like, this, like, sense of, like, holy shit, we're gonna do this. We were together. I heard a dragon die outside. I'm like, wait, we could actually, like, maybe, like, survive this thing, and it's cool. And then I see her looking at me, and she's like, I'm gonna spit vomit at you. Mm-hmm. And I have seen people look at me this way before, mm-hmm. where they're upset with me. And I just, like, immediately know, and my face just, like, turns into, like, an inevitability of just, like, again. And then I go to, like, tell Kerp to, like, to pay attention because we're about to get killed by our friend.
Kerp is still unconscious.
Oh, yeah, this is... I forgot I'm just holding you.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
I forgot.
Valthorn, previously Vanna, is having this moment where she, like, is hearing.
Yeah, this is what I think it is. I think it is Vanna is trying to talk right now, but Valthorn's, like, in charge.
And so the Vanna part of her brain, it's, like, synapsing, and it's playing little clips from that fake, or real, I guess, love letter of, like, the quote that's like,
two ain't the same as three.
If you make a mistake, we'll forgive you.
It's also okay to make mistakes.
Like, that type of, like, is, like, synapsing and shocking in her brain. So she keeps, like,
his weird lies touching.
It's like touching, like we're three. I like, in my head, are playing the montage of, like, telling the squirrel orb guy that they're three and they're, like, friends. And then she remembers them, like, saving her and bringing her back to life. And telling that creepy guy that they should, like, he should leave her alone and that she's not interested in dating him. Like, all these things are, like, synapsing in her brain.
Okay.
So if I roll a high wisdom throw.
Okay, so basically if you pass the wisdom save.
Then I will save my friends.
You will not, well, at least you won't attack them.
I won't attack
You won't attack them.
I won't attack them.
Now I'm going to let you know, you have a pretty good wisdom. You get a +6 to wisdom saving throws. And
you guys,
it's okay. Here's the, it's okay, whatever happens, it's okay.
We're gonna
that's what the letter said.
I think this is a pretty big roll. This would be a kind of Box of Doom adjacent roll here. So I'll tell you the DC that you need to hit beforehand.
Okay.
So this is gonna be a DC 19.
Okay. And you have +6?
And you have +6. So you're looking for a 13 or higher on the die. How are we feeling? How are you feeling, folks?
I'm scared.
Oh, God.
Maybe I won't die. Maybe I won't die if you do end up spitting acid on me. Who knows?
There's ways
how
around
many hit points do you have?
Maybe.
I'm full now, 73.
You're full? Okay. Yeah.
I'll probably be fine, but it'll be hard for me to get over.
Love us, it says.
I rolled an 18.
Yes! Yes! Oh, my God! Oh!
Oh! Yay, I'm so
and
happy.
That's a, isn't that a crit now for you?
Oh, my God.
Because you're the big dragon.
Yeah, it's because you're a big dragon.
I'm emotional. This is so exciting. I would have ruined
being so large.
Holy!
I would have ruined the whole weekend. The whole vibe of the weekend would have taken a huge dip.
It would have been incredible. It would have been incredible.
It would have sucked.
Thank you for your honesty. Right.
Rotatoes, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. You are the absolute best. I have been your GM, Jasper William Cartwright. My players for this arc were Zach Oyama, Aaron Keefe, and John Mackey. Please don't forget that if you enjoy these episodes, leave us a review on whatever podcasting app you're using. It helps us find new people. And if you really love the show and you want more of it in your life, you can go over to the Rotating Heroes Patreon right now and get 50% off your first month using the code AXIS50. Not only that, you'll get Arc Barks where we discuss the show. You'll also get ad-free episodes. You'll get them in their full and glorious form, no part one and part two, and much, much more. You can also sign up as a free member and get this very RSS feed dropping into your app whenever new episodes drop. So it's a no-brainer to check out the Patreon. It's in the link in the description below. Thank you so much. We love and appreciate you, and we will catch you very soon. Yippee-hi-yo. And if you want an explanation for why I say yippee-hi-yo now, you're going to have to go to the Patreon and check out Campaign 2 of AXIS. Yippee-hi-yo!
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.